Welcome everybody. Shiur number 923. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about. Of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Amen. Now it's in Reish Tes Vav. Just to go through a little bit, we've been talking quite a few shiurim about Amen. Let's just see what is the importance of Amen, right? What is the importance of Amen? We hear Amen, we know Amen, but like, you know, how far does it go? Besides the halacha, the hashkafa part of it. Okay, so now, so the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos says like this. Okay, so it's actually he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, just to talk first from the Mishnah Berurah. So the question is, where do we see is Amen brought down in the Torah? Like, what's the background over here? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Ches. Chayiv Lanes. We're going to talk more about a person has to answer Amen, right? So we know that. But the Chsiv, so it says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Neches, the Chsiv, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havagodol Elokeinu. Ramru Chachameinu, Omar Lahem Moshe Yisrael. Moshe said to the Yisrael, Kishani Mavarech Umazker, Shem Hashem Yisbarach, when I mention Hashem's name, Atem Havu Godol Elokeinu, how do you lift up your, make Kaviyachol, whatever it means, make Hashem's great, and yes, Amen, by saying Amen to what I'm saying. In other words, what we're saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, when I make a bracha, I make a blessing, and mention the name of Hashem, may Hashem's name be blessed, of course, you should credit Hashem, sort of like, with greatness. How? By responding Amen. Okay, in other words, so this Amen, we see the importance, how important it is. This Amen is sort of like Kaviyach, whatever it means, you know, praising Hashem, lifting up Hashem, whatever that means. Again, but so goes on to the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, continuing on off of that, he brings that down, of course, like the Mishnah Berurah, and he says like this: V'hiflik Chazal, b'maylas anias omei, v'omru, that the Chazal, they go into a little bit the greatness of Amen. Koloina Amen is one thing he brings down from Rashi. Koloina Amen, Mikol Koichai. Somebody says Amen with all of their koiches, right? To give a nice strong Amen. They're not you know, half asleep. Is Poischim Le Share Gan Eden. Mamish, they're opening up the, it really means B'chol Kavanase, right? So he brings up B'chol Kavanase with intention, with real attention, concentrating. We'll talk about the Kavanas to have. It's a little, because the Amen on certain things differ a little bit. But the bottom line is, when you say Amen, it's true, right? With all your Kavana, so Poischim Le Share Gan Eden, and Mamish open up the gates of Gan Eden for a person. For Uyidom Ru, then he says further in Brachas, it's Gemara in Brachas, Godol Awayna Amen, how great is Amen? Yoisim in Amvarch, that Lamai. So the Amen is the Gemara saying in Brachas Dafnon Gimel is greater than the one who's saying it. God alone, Amen. Yoisim in Amavarach. In other words, bigger than the one who's making the bracha. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. He says further, and he brings down from the, it's actually Ramah. It's Ramah in the Simin Kuf Chav Dalet, which talks about Chazaras Hashatz over there. He says, by a small child. The Mishnah Berurah talks about bringing small children to shul, and we're not going to get into that right now. But the bottom line is, the Ramah, Mamash Shalach Lamaisa says, that that time that the small child answers Amen, learns to say Amen, Yeshle Chelik Lailam Haba. He gets his Chelik of Olam Haba. So those are big words. Therefore, you have to, it's extreme importance of teaching young children to say Amen, to say it the right way, to answer Amen. He says further that, now again, we're not going to go into every detail, but just to get some sort of an idea as to what's going on with this Amen. Now, I want to just explain all the things that I'm saying. There's a lot deeper. It goes a lot deeper than just the way I'm saying it. But just to get a basic surface idea, that itself is already how great that is. Says the Chayyadam, he brings down the Piskei Tshuvos, the Chayyadam. Because of the Chayyadam, Klal Vav, Sif Aleph, he says, Misha Shemeya Bracha. Somebody hears a Bracha. In a case in time when we spoke about learning and all these different things, which we'll talk about more in that, davening, whatever. But a person hears simple Bracha. You hear a Bracha and you have to say Amen. So Misha Shemeya Bracha, the Eina Oina Amen. He doesn't answer Amen. He doesn't answer Amen. This Chas V'Shalom gets a terrible, terrible punishment. He says, "Mibal halavush." B'chumris hanias amin afilu al brachas cotton shegiel lechinuch. Even to be careful with the brachas of a cotton that shegiel lechinuch, because we spoke about right if a child's under the age of chinuch, let's say 4 or 5 or whatever the case might be. So then it's we spoke there were various different ways of looking at it, but there's a child over the age of chinuch to be extremely careful because you must say amin. But Kevin he says since it's so chomer, this amin is so chomer, if a person is let's say a person saying brachas in shul, I'm just giving an example, right? Or I don't know about chazaras hashas, could be different, but let's say he said plain and simple brachas, he's saying brachas, so he wants to say it out loud, right? So if he says it out loud, he brings out, he doesn't say this case, but I'm just giving an example. So people will say amen. But now the problem is if he sees the roi adam shenims of makam or bisman shechoshim, the people who are listening are going to be mezalzel. In other words, they're talking, right? Chas v'shalom. They're not paying attention. They're going to hear the amen. They're going to hear the brocha, but they're not paying attention. They're talking to their friend. I'm just giving an example, right? But he sees that they're not going to say amen. So he says mutav sheivarech balachesh. It's better that that person should make the brocha low. Kedei sheloy lahav. That the people who, you know, they'll hear the bracha, they're not going to answer. Mom, she's causing them a terrible avera. So that's how far it goes. You know, usually a person says, well, I'll say it loud. He brings this, by the way, from the Ben Ish Chai. Interesting. Brings from the Ben Ish Chai. So he says that's how far it goes. That's how far you have to be careful. That if you see people, what am I going to do? I'm going to say, oh, man, they're not going to listen. Right? So then don't say it loud. Finish. Don't say it loud because your mom, she's causing them a terrible thing. They'll hear the bracha. They're talking to the friend. They're not going to answer. So what do you accomplish? You just you made them listen to a bracha and not answer amen. How great is that terrible thing, not to answer amen? So I just wanted to go through a few of the. There's a lot more, but a few of the basics that if you want to say that are brought down by the Piskei Tshuva. Obviously, there's a lot more role of Chazal, but we have to keep it important. Understand the importance of answering amen and answering it right. The right amount of time and so on, and which again we'll try and go through all the various different halachas, how that pertains, down the line. Thank you for listening. Aslocha Baruch Kol Tov.